Manuscript Releases, Volume 16, Numbers 1186 to 1235. MR Number 1225. Church Leaders to Respect One Another and Work for Souls. Written in 1898, probably at Currumbong, New South Wales, to those on the Avondale school ground. Paul wrote to Timothy, his son, in the Gospel, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." 2 Timothy 2, verse 1-3. These words were written to a youth. Paul tells Timothy that he is not to be a weakling, but strong in the grace of God, that it is his privilege to have power and grace. Timothy is to show that he has given attention to the things which have been communicated to him by his father in the gospel. He is to treasure up those truths and commit them to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. This was his charge. His special work was to gather up the fragments of all he had heard and commit them to others. This scripture is fraught with important meaning. It plainly shows us that our love will be tested and proved. In the providence of God, we shall be associated with those who are inexperienced. The humblest child of God, who needs the most help, may at times try the patience of those who are connected with him. Be careful, my brother. Be careful, my sister. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 18, verse 10. What nearness then to God there is in doing our appointed work. It is for the glory of God that souls are saved and not left to perish. They are ransomed by the life, sufferings, and death of the Son of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. God calls upon us to cooperate with him in saving perishing souls. He would have every soul saved. But the churches are asleep. We who are situated on the Avondale school ground, that will call into the school and into the manufacturing work a large class of men and women, shall we seek to help each other? There must be a great deal of patience, a great deal of prayer. Christ met and worked with all classes of human beings, seeking to save that which was lost. Will you, who shall connect with men of different organisms and different temperaments, put on Christ and respect each other as you desire to be respected? The ministering angels are watching every line of the work. They are beholding either your unity and order or your disunion and disorder. They feel very sad when they have to carry to heaven, as they have had to do in the past, a report that there is dissension, that criticism is studied as a fine art, that you weigh your brethren and neighbors in your finite scales and pass your opinion upon them, treating them as though they were not God's purchased possession. God is not pleased with the men who have composed the school board. They should have worked in a way altogether different from what they have done. The God of heaven is weighing these men in scales that are accurate. He has signified that his name is dishonored, that different men must compose the board. Two or three or four men are not enough. The Lord calls for men who will work in an altogether different way, with an altogether different spirit, who will respect one another, who will not condemn, who will respect position and intelligence, and will give place and room for others. God has put into operation every conceivable plan that the value of the human soul should be appreciated. He would lead all to see what souls are worth. Christ died to save every man. He desires that every effort shall be made to save perishing souls. He sends out evangelists and missionaries and causes religious periodicals to be circulated. The press is brought in to help to reach souls in darkness. Those who are on this ground must not put on their citizen's dress, but the wedding garment. They have been married to Christ, and the robe of His righteousness is to clothe them. The church is the bride of Christ, and her members are to yoke up with their leader. God warns us not to defile our garments. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., October 30th, 1986. Entire letter.